Hello, everyone. This is Dave Berta, news editor at Foresight Health. Welcome to Foresight Health's How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think podcast, where we get inside the heads of people trying to fix the healthcare system. Our guest on today's show is Perfecto Sanchez. Sanchez is the co-founder and chief growth officer of Equity Quotient. Equity Quotient is a New York-based company that offers health systems, health plans, and other healthcare organizations a data and analytics platform to manage their population health initiatives. Core to that platform is the ability to identify and address health disparities and inequities in patient populations. I interviewed Sanchez as part of our How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think series. I spoke with him about his personal experiences with the healthcare system and why it takes more than data to make a difference in the lives of patients struggling with today's healthcare system. Hey, Perfecto, how are you?
Doing well. I'm so excited to finally meet you.
Yeah, you too. You too. Well, I appreciate you making time for us this afternoon. And so if you're ready, we can hop right into it.
Great.
Do you have any personal anecdotes about how the lack of equity affected you and your family or you and your mom healthcare-wise? Like you had to wait.
Yeah.
You couldn't get an appointment or you had to travel X miles to see a doctor. I don't know what that would be, but.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's, I'm trying to think of even how to tell the story. You know, I sometimes think, you know, what was the last kind thing that someone did for me? Like true kind thing.
Yeah.
And this must have been about a decade ago. And, you know, my sister has two daughters, two incredible daughters, and her eldest had to have surgery to, she had a tumor when she was when she was an early teenager, and we were paying out of pocket for insurance. And so like I was paying for it.
Yeah.
And as a young entrepreneur, which was no small burden on me.
Right.
And the insurance like had lapsed and I was had to be on a call with Blue Cross Blue Shield, like to try to like reinstate the insurance. And it was an absolute nightmare. And randomly on the Friday night, it must have been like 9 o'clock at night on the East Coast, because my niece lived in LA. And I guess it must have been like an actuary or somebody must have called me back and said, yeah, I decided to take one more case for the day. And, you know, I'm here to reinstate your sister's insurance. And I paid the $75 or whatever that was outstanding that my sister had lapsed in paying. And my niece was able to have surgery the next week and remove what was a cancerous tumor. And going in with my niece, like into surgery and watching like just how scary that all was.
Right. That's really interesting because it's usually one person who, whether it's a huge deal like you just described, but we all have stories about that where you find the right person. Whether it's to handle an administrative thing, and my story is not in the same league as yours, but I cut myself. I needed a tetanus shot, right?
Yeah.
So I called up my urgent care, and they said, well, you can go to the ER, and that's going to cost you a couple $1,000. You could come over here, but for whatever reason, it was going to be, I remember it was like $249. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I get in the car, I'm heading to the ER because probably the deductible will be lower or some reason. I don't know. And then calls back, say, hey, I have a post-it note that I don't show everybody, but you can go to Walmart. Now, it was a Walmart, Costco, and you just pay $49.
Right? Wow.
Because I'm supposed to steer you either to the ER or to urgent care.
Wow.
And I'm like, so I was literally at the light, going to make a right to head to the hospital, and I changed my blinker, went left over to Osco, got it for $49. But it takes that one person and that one act of kindness to make the system work.
Yep.
Right? And
it's, yeah, it's, that's what's like, it's interesting because the data will suggest, like, you know, it's a data will show that we have such wide disparities.
Yeah.
Yet the delta to fix it often is a human element of it. And so, like, we're greater than,
right,
our potential is greater than the system that we are constrained under.
Yeah, and that's kind of got to kind of blow your mind as like a stats data guy, right? That you could do all this great stuff, but it just takes one person, yep, to kind of go outside their little job description, yep, right? How, in your situation, how easy would it have been for the actuary to just say, I got 30 seconds left, I'll go dump out my coffee and rinse out my cup and head out the door.
I asked her,
that's a split second thing.
I asked her, I was like, what made you call me? Cause I complained like all week, yeah, and she, yeah, was like, oh, like I just decided to take one more case before I went home for the weekend. And I asked her for her name.
Beautiful.
I asked her for,
yeah,
she was like, I cannot give you my name. I cannot give you my address. And I was crying. I was like, you have no idea. Yeah. This is going to change like my family's life. And so I was so grateful.
Right. Right. That's just a powerful story. It was very nice to meet you. Look forward to meeting you in person.
Likewise, my friend.
All, yeah, right.
Take care, friend.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you'd like to learn more about how Perfecto Sanchez thinks, please read our Q&A with him on foresighthealth.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Berta for Foresight Health.